show. You can dial toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to start things out here tonight with a special guest. His name is Sam, and he's in jail. Sam.
Hey, guys.
You're on Free Talk Live. Sam from ObscureTruth.com. What are you in, your 11th or 12th day or something like that?
I think it's 11 days now.
Been in since, echoing on my end. I'm not sure what that means. Getting a notice from the board operator here. So are we still echoing, board op? Just want to make sure. Okay, good. All right. So, Sam, you were arrested last week because you dared to exercise what you believed was your freedom of the press and bring a camera, a video camera, into a public courtroom. Or actually, you never even made it into the courtroom. You actually never made it through the lobby.
Right. I wasn't even intending to go in the courtroom, simply stand in the lobby and film.
Now, it wasn't, you were filming in the lobby. Ian said you brought the camera in. It wasn't that the camera was brought in. It was that what you were using it to film.
Right.
So then they threw you in a jail cell, and you didn't give them your legal name, and they got very upset about that, so they decided they were going to hold on to you in that jail cell until you decided to give said legal name, and pretty much that's what you've been doing, is kind of waiting them out for the last week and a half, as Ivy, of kind of our local legal eagle here, has been filing some paperwork on your behalf in the court. And, well, I guess she hasn't been allowed to file it on your behalf, or bring you up to speed, Sam. Where the hell are we today?
Okay. Ivy's been working really hard in the background. At first, she was going to be allowed to represent me. I filed a power of attorney as John Doe, which is what I was booked into at the jail, to allow her to work on the case, which is what the court demanded. She took that to court, and then they decided, no, it has to be in his full legal name. We won't accept it. So from that point on, I've been denied access to any lawyers until I give my full legal name again, because you only have rights in New Hampshire if you consent to the government.
Well, I think we're dancing around some issues that are very important for people just tuning in. Is A, when you're arrested, you have the right to remain silent, or so they tell us on all the cop shows.
Yes.
And if you have the right to remain silent, that would include telling the cops your full legal name, or any portion of your name, or anything. You have the right to remain silent, and that is partially or totally, because you choose which word comes out of your mouth at any given time. And you also have the right to a speedy trial, and that's being circumvented because they won't give you any trial until they get your name. So the things that we've been told all along are not true.
That's absolutely correct. And not only that, I was held in a jail cell for over 3 days before I was even given a bar of soap.
Wow.
I was kept in the cage 24 hours a day. The federal regulations say you're supposed to be let out at least 1 hour a day. Mark, you probably know this, and showers every 2 or 3 days, I think. None of that happened. And, they even came one day when they finally moved me to Max after I scratched freeking.com into the wall of the rubber cell they had me in. They came and said, do you want your rec room, which is where they let you out for an hour to where you can actually walk around inside of another bigger room? And I said, yes. And then they came back and said, well, you can't get that unless you come down and process. And so then, they left me in the cage for a fourth day.
Because it would be so important. This is a room inside of a jail. It's not like you're going to go anywhere. Right. What's the point in having your legal name to do that?
Right. It doesn't make any sense. It does. It comes down to submitting to their will, to their authority, and letting them win, essentially.
So we had you on earlier this week to kind of give us an update, and something new occurred today, and so I wanted to make sure that you were the one to tell the story rather than having me just relay the basics.
Yeah, something very interesting happened. They came in this morning, took me outside, just outside the I've been moved, by the way, back down to the booking area because they, in the commotion, forgot to do the TB shot, tuberculosis shot, to see if I have that or not. So the jail superintendent was pretty upset about that. I went ahead and consented and let them inject me with whatever it was.
Wait a minute.
Pretty darn kind.
It's not supposed to be an injection. Well, I guess it's a little under the skin thing, but it wasn't like a plunger needle, was it? It was.
No, it was under the skin, just barely, okay. But it was a needle. So then now I'm back in the same holding cell you were in over the couch. Except I've got three roommates, and
so did I.
One of them hasn't had a shower for 4 days, and let me tell you, he doesn't smell like a bed of roses.
Well, anytime you put four men in the same room and basically make it so there's no air transfer in and out because there's very, very little, it starts to get kind of rank.
It smells, yeah, awful. They did actually today let us mop it out and stuff, so it wasn't as bad. But it didn't take long before that. Died off. Anyway, so one of the lieutenants pulls me out and asks, you know, will you book at Keene PD? And I explained, you know, I will book as John Doe. I'll give them, you know, whatever is lawfully required. That's the photographing and fingerprinting, which was never asked of me.
So you were willing to cooperate with those parts, but as far as the name was concerned, the name seems to have been the crux of this entire last week and a half, this odyssey that it's been, is that they just won't do anything without the legal name. And what you've said is that they should be able to process you all the way through their system under John Doe, and it seems like they don't want to do that. Why is that?
I don't know. You know, I'm sure part of it is they don't want to get somebody in here who is, say, if I was a murderer or a serial killer or something and wanted in 10 states, and I don't give them my name and they end up letting me go, they would look pretty bad. But, again, that's what fingerprints are for. That's why they have these other identification systems that don't rely on somebody giving their name. This is really about authority.
Right, it's absolutely true, because the guy who's wanted in 10 states for whatever sort of heinous crimes that he's committed is not going to give his real name anyway. He's going to lie right off the bat. He's not going to say, well, I prefer not to give you my real legal name, officer, because I'm wanted in 10 states, so here's a pseudonym. He's not going to do that. He's going to lie. That's why they have the fingerprints, and they will catch him in short order. They always do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I explained that and explained what I would consent to and what I was unwilling to, which included giving them a Social Security number. I was not willing to do that because there's a New Hampshire law that Bill has pointed out that says only the IRS can demand that for valid tax purposes. You know, it can't be used for anything else or can't be required to be used for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of said, okay, and this was apparently a call from Rivera this morning.
The prosecutor.
Yes. So this afternoon, I think about 2 o'clock, they came back in and said, hey, we're going to take you over to Keene PD. And we took a nice ride over there. They helped me into the car and everything because I'm kind of weak now.
You haven't been eating.
Right. And then we went into the Keene Police Department. There were two of the officers there at the desk, very friendly, completely different.
You okay there?
I'm here. The cord's kind of messed up on us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I remember that from that cell.
if I can get it. Okay. So they were very friendly. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I sat down at the bench. They started asking questions. They asked, what's your name? And I said, oh, I was going to book as John Dodson. I thought that was understood. They said, fine. And they go, what's your real name? I said, I wish to remain silent. And they said, okay. They asked for a Social Security number. I explained the law requires, the law says this, and no problem.
Wait, one second, before you go on with the legal rhetoric. You said that you would book under which name?
John Doe.
Okay.
Oh, you said John Dodson, or wait, what did he say?
John Dodson.
Yeah, John Dodson. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. So, you know, we went through that. It was very friendly. I stood there for him to photograph and fingerprint me. Got through that whole process. I had a really great talk with the driver, with the jailer who drove me out there.
I want you to tell me a little bit about that. Hang on, we're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231, the latest with our friend Sam. He is calling us from jail. Maybe you've got a question for him. This is, of course, your only chance to talk to him unless you live here in New Hampshire and you've been, you know, gone out to the visiting hours. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Termco Life Insurance Agency, protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. Call 1-800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712 for Termco Life Insurance Agency. As we go back to Sam, who is with us from jail. Sam, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
All right, so you are currently sitting in the very same cell that I was held in for a weekend a few months back, and they put you in there because, well, you decided you didn't want to completely obey their system. In fact, you wanted to keep your name to yourself, and you didn't want to answer some of their questions. So they decided to punish you by locking you in that cell for an indefinite period of time. Though now it looks like things might be changing a little bit. You told us earlier that the police did come down today after 13 days or 12 days of being in there, and they finally decided to process you, and they did process you under the name John Doe, which is kind of what you were trying to get to happen, but it seemed like they wanted to just refuse to do anything until you gave them the information. But perhaps it was because Ivy went and filed a writ of habeas corpus on your behalf that that they decided to change their attitude today.
Exactly, yeah. And in fact, the jail had processed me, I think, 4 or 5 days ago as John Doe. So they've been calling me John Doe in here. I've been getting John Doe's mail. I'm wearing John Doe's underwear. And, you know, it was when we went back for the second bail hearing that Judge Lane, I think, just wouldn't hear it, would told me that, you know, I would be held indefinitely until I give my name. So I think what has happened, we have no way to confirm this because we haven't seen anything back from the courts, and I haven't even read the writ of habeas corpus because Ivy dropped it off. The superintendent of the jail said that that could still be delivered to me, but they've changed the policy, and it had to be picked up and then mailed in to me, so I should get it tomorrow.
They arbitrarily changed their rules, and anybody that's been in jail or in prison probably knows this, that the jailers will change their rules on an arbitrary basis.
Absolutely true.
Totally based on their whims and how they're feeling.
Even if you get a hold of one of the handbooks and you manage to, you read the rules and you find out what you're allowed to do, I've seen it time and again where they just change. I remember a time in particular where I was walking around the rec field with my shirt off, and I was pulled up, told to put the shirt on. I went to that person's commanding officer, and I said, "Look, here's the rules." I pointed to them, and I said, "I'm allowed to have my shirt off. It says so here." And
not today, buddy.
We don't interpret it that way.
That's your interpretation. You know, that's funny, too, because that's what Mark Stevens says in his book, Adventures in Legal Land. He talks about how in the courtroom, you can bring up a whole bunch of case law. And you can say, "Look, Judge, this says this, and this says this, this court case, Supreme Court, blah, blah, blah." And you can have all your information laid out, and you could have done all kinds of research, and you could believe that you've got them nailed. And you present all that in front of the judge, and he looks at you and says, "Just that. That's your interpretation, not ours."
Yeah, and the fact is, you know, anytime you give somebody monopoly power, that's what's going to result.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's only their interpretation that matters, right? Because they're the ones with the guns, and they're the ones willing to use them.
Yep. And I've seen exactly the same thing. Some requests are answered and done very nicely, and others are just ignored again and again.
So you did say you had a conversation with one of the jailers or the sheriffs that was transporting you today. What was that all about?
Yeah, so we get in the car, and I noticed he's not wearing a seatbelt, and the little car is dinging at him. And I said, the girls are waving at me. and I said, "Hey, it's probably nice not to have your seatbelt on there, isn't it?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "You know, the legislature is about to sell that off for give away your rights for $3.2 million from the federal government."
I think it's 3.7.
Okay. And he's like, "Yeah, I know. Is that passed?" And, you know, so we started talking, and he got into the Free State Project and what I'm doing and, you know, why are you here? And I explained how, look, I could have bailed out. I could have given my name. And by the end of the conversation, I think he had really come around to understand what I was doing, how it was attracting more people into the Free State Project, why it's important that when government takes these little incremental steps to take away people's freedoms and liberties, that somebody take a stand. And that, you know, this is why they get away with it, because look at what it takes. Look at how much of a, how much suffering on my own part I've had to go through in order just to be able to get freedom of the press back in the lobby.
Right, and that hasn't even happened yet. So, I mean, that's down the road, and you're right, it is a tremendous amount. Having only been in for 3 days myself before I decided to throw in the towel, it's not easy, because when you've got people on the outside, and Sam, you're fortunate that at this time you don't have, you know, a significant other who's waiting for you at home. I mean, your dad's pretty concerned about you, but he's half the country away in Texas at this time. So luckily, there's not you don't have a bunch of kids, you know, you don't have two or three kids or a kid that is depending on you to make sure that there's dinner on the table at night. So you're in a very unique position to where you can do this. A lot of people don't have the ability, or they don't feel as though they have the freedom to do these things, which is one of the reasons why I think it's important to have a support structure, because even though it's just you, there's still a lot that needs to be taken care of. You do have a kitty, and so somebody needs to feed the cat. You've got a rent bill, and you've got power bills and things like that to pay, and so somebody's got to take care of those things, because we certainly don't want you getting kicked out of your home in the time in which you're in jail. And so there are a lot of things that people need to, the slack that people need to pick up, and because you're a single man, it makes it easier. There's less slack for people to pick up, basically. I think that makes a big difference, and something that I think people should get behind in whatever way they think is right, whether it's coming here to New Hampshire and actually lending a hand, or it's maybe contributing some money from a long distance to the CD Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, which is a way that you can help support financially people like Sam, who have the courage and the ability to see this through to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. That fund has just been invaluable in here. I don't know. You know, with them not even letting me use the phone until I consented and went through their processing, what was I going to do? They wouldn't give me a pencil and paper. The court's delivering papers that say you're facing 3 years and three Class A misdemeanors and a $10,000 cash bond before the court. You're free to motion us, but when you don't have paper or pens or access to a phone,
mm-hmm.
and they're not letting you call anybody, what am I going to do? What would I have done? So, yeah, having Ivy and the activists in the Free State Project here in New Hampshire, just invaluable.
Right, because, I mean, imagine if this had happened to you down in Texas, which is where you come from. I mean, you'd have your dad, and you'd have your mom, and you'd have a handful of maybe friends that would be willing to help you out, but they are certainly people that aren't really well-versed in necessarily what your options would be. Not that most of us here in New Hampshire are yet. Ivy's pretty on the spot on those things. But we're learning, and this is going to help your experience, my experience, everyone's experience, all going to help to essentially train the next round or the next generation of civil disobedience and non-cooperatives and legal eagles who will step in to help out. So it's all building. Hang on, Sam. We'll bring you back for a little more. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you got a question for Sam, he's on the line with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Updates, we've got them. You'll be clued in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents over there, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off any of these forms. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
Yes, LegalZoom.com, 800-259-9231. We go back to Sam on the line from jail. Been thrown in jail because he was trying to record in a public court lobby. They cracked down on him and about 6 other people who were also arrested that same day, who were arrested basically for standing, not even trying to record, but just standing in that very same lobby. And Sam, you're the one who is remaining in jail as a result of you not cooperating fully with the bureaucrats, not giving up your legal name. They're very upset about that, but now things have been kind of moving slowly, perhaps in a more positive direction for you. Of course, you're still behind bars, and of course, you're going to continue updating us on what happens. with you. But there's still a little bit of good news to report here to you. Are you still with us, by the way?
I'm here, yes.
A little bit of good news. We made put a call out there earlier this week for our listeners to do whatever they could to get this story out there and blow it up as big as possible.
And libertarians can do, if they can do anything right, they can write. And they have. So we've gotten several articles have been written about this, and I think it's national news in that this is probably the first time ever that there's been a mass liberty arrest.
I mean, don't know if it's broken out besides the blogosphere, however, right. at this point, besides the Keen Sentinel and the blogosphere. But yeah, the blogosphere is definitely a
Nolan
step.
Chart.
Nolan Chart article. Let's see, Scribe of Fantasy wrote an article at his site, and he's syndicated.
Andrew Barnett, wrote a blog or something like that. But these things. These things matter.
And I heard on the Liberty Radio Network, at libertyradionetwork.com, I heard Complete Liberty, that podcast, Wes and Paul talking about the whole situation out here in Keene and specifically what had happened to you, Sam. So it looks like it's beginning to get some more legs, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And today when mail came, the officer had a huge stack of envelopes. There were over 15 letters that came in and I think seven or eight different postcards. And they have to open each one in front of me to make sure there's no contraband, and he said he's never seen this many letters come in.
Wow.
So it was fantastic. And I think they're realizing the longer I'm here, the more attention this draws and the worse it looks for them. The other thing, you know, we talked about this in the car with the officer who was taking me over to Keene PD. There were two people upstairs where I was in the day room with the people before they realized I didn't have the TB shot, who have decided to go on the hunger strike with me for a week.
Whoa.
And there's
another, were they fat guys?
One's not so much, a little overweight.
Yeah, it's convenient when you're fat to go on a hunger strike.
Yeah, and plus you've got the feeding schedule to where there's not a refrigerator waiting for you that you can go pull food out of at any time.
That's true.
But then there's also I awoke the night before to them talking about, hey, I feel bad. We should do something to support him. I feel like we should go on this hunger strike. So
wow.
I think it's kind of having an impact on people.
You know, just as an example, I had an electrician come over and do some work for me today and was talking with him about this whole situation, asking him if he'd heard about it. And he'd read the newspaper article here in the Keene area and was just kind of asking him how he felt about it. And he definitely was on our side. And I kind of figured he would, because I'd had discussions with him before. He's a listener to the show on Saturday nights up here in the area. But that's total coincidence. You know, just some random contractor who happened to be a listener to the show, and of course he's on board with our ideas, and he's somebody who's lived here a long time. Because if you go and you look at some of the comments on the local newspaper article about the Free Staters, which of course are a group of liberty loving people that are all moving to New Hampshire in order to get active and achieve liberty in our lifetime, there is a certain type of commenter, and for all I know it's three different people under different names, right?
You know, these are people that are motivated enough to comment.
Exactly. So there's a certain type of commenter that takes the position of speaking for the entirety of New Hampshire or speaking for the entirety of the population of Keene, you know, using terms like, well, we don't want this in our community, and, you know, we don't like your type around here, or whatever. This general idea of I speak for everybody and everybody hates you. But it's nonsense.
Yeah, it is. The fact is, Keene is going to be free. And if these guys want to go and live under some tyrants who tell them what to do and take away all their freedoms and pass a bunch of ridiculous laws, the world is their oyster, because that happens everywhere.
Absolutely.
Keene is going to be free, so if they don't like it, they should probably move.
I don't have a solution for them, but reading these articles, and I hate to reference things that haven't been available to everyone, but I know that the article is available at sentinelsource.com, and you can go see the comments. And I don't know why I bother even reading these comments, because it's obviously a bunch of naysayers and a bunch of liberty activists hashing it out as though anybody's going to be convinced of anything. But the only solution they have is, we need to pass more zoning laws and Free Staters get out. We need to crack down on the Free Staters so they get out. Well, these people are Free Staters, the Free Keeners, who I would separate myself from, are, they're ideologically driven. They know that they're dealing with an organization staffed by people with guns that are willing to use them in order to get what they want. They're expecting crackdowns. Crackdowns only bring more of them. So they don't have a viable solution. It's very interesting to see. You know, I've been worried kind of, I don't want to be seen terribly in the community by my fellow people. You know, I had that conversation with myself the first day that I had that, read the article.
The radicals make you look better.
But then I realized that, in fact, there's even if I did nothing from here on out, Free Staters are moving here inexorably. It's a flood of Free Staters moving to Keene. Something's going to give. I don't know what's going to give, and I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's going to look more free when we're done.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. We've got somebody who wants to talk to you. I don't know how well this is going to work considering you're at on a jail phone, but... Oh, you know what? Let me try. Yeah, this should be okay. We may disconnect with Sam because when you're on a jail phone, there are some restrictions as to what you can and can't do. So if you're on with Sam, don't hit a button on your phone or we're going to lose him here. So let's try this. All right, you're on with Sam. Amp caller, unscreened.
Ian, it's me, Todd from Michigan.
Todd, you're on with Sam. What are your thoughts? Go ahead.
Hey, Sam, listen, buddy. I'm on your side. I think I can speak for the rest of us Free Staters, and myself included, that we are praying for you, that we are thinking about you, and we are going to do everything we possibly can to see to it that you get out of there.
Now, Todd, you're a Wiccan, aren't you? What are you doing, shaking pine brows for him when you're praying?
Actually, it's more like a protection spell, that sort of thing, but oh well.
But anyway, no shaking dead chicken or anything, right?
No. But Sam,
I gotta say,
just out of curiosity, have you, I guess this is to you, Ian, and even to Sam, have you guys ever considered the possibility of enlisting the aid of, say, the Institute for Justice? Would they be interested in helping Sam on his case or anything? I know they mostly deal with economic and school stuff, but considering the ACLU won't touch them with a 10-foot pole.
That's a good question. It was the Institute for Justice that helped out, of course, in the landmark Supreme Court case against the Kelo 7 down in New London as those folks courageously decided to stand with their homes. The Institute for Justice came in there. Sam, your thoughts on that?
I'm not familiar with that particular organization. I'm certainly open to it, and this will certainly turn into a very large civil rights lawsuit so that this kind of stuff won't happen again.
But the problem is, it's happened in the past, and it has happened again. I mean, there are Supreme Court cases about the media accessing, and thank you, Todd, for that. And you know, Todd, maybe you should consider taking a look into the IJ and seeing what they have to say about this. But it seems like that even if a court makes a ruling, as long as the judges and the bureaucrats keep behaving in the same old fashion, there's very little that changes. We'll have you address that here in a few moments. More coming up here. If you've got a question for Sam, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, they probably sell it. Dozens of categories, all the brands that you trust, you'll find them most likely at amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, again, a percentage of your purchase goes to Free Talk Live when you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to Sam for a few more thoughts from his jail cell. And, of course, you can get the latest information on Sam usually over at freekeen.com. You can hear audio of when he was arrested. You can see video of the six activists that were also arrested shortly thereafter. And, of course, it's been big news up here. We're hoping this becomes big news in other places, and hopefully you can help out with that. If you've got a blog or you know somebody who does, or you can contact the media on Sam's behalf and bring their attention to this story, because this is a big freedom of the press story that really isn't getting the coverage that that it should. So head over to freekeen.com and pass some of those links on to your friends and people that can maybe draw some attention to this.
You know, in the story where they in the Keene Sentinel where they talked about what happened in the lobby of the courtroom, the judicial woman who represents the judicial folks for the state said that this was a gray area. Well, gray area means there isn't a law saying that the judge can, exclude cameras from the lobby.
But we don't want you here.
Right, and it, you know, like gray area means it's because the law is black and white. gray area means, well, we wish we had a law because this, we don't like this, but we don't. So
yeah.
That's what they call a gray area.
Their excuse was that, well, we had minors coming in and we could have had rape victims coming in or sexually abused children, or it's always the children.
Were you chasing around the children and the rape victims? Anybody who looked like a rape victim, you had your camera on them?
Getting in their face.
I've noticed that cameras point one direction, and that if I don't want to be in it, I can move out of the way.
And here's the other thing. You know, where does it stop? So, okay, then they place restrictions on cameras in the lobby. Well, couldn't I film them coming in the building downstairs?
Absolutely.
The doors? And what if they happen to be driving down the street on their way to court? Should we outlaw that, too?
I mean, yeah, maybe cameras should just be outlawed in general. I mean, people might get their pictures taken.
Exactly.
All right, so you had said, before we went to the break, you had said that you believe that there's going to be a lawsuit that comes out of this and that that's going to stop these government goons from doing these things in the future. And I have to say that there are already laws in place and case precedent in place that have to do with cameras in courtrooms and the government in general being open and that sort of thing. And they're just ignored. So what makes you think that this lawsuit that you're talking about isn't just going to be wholesale ignored by the bureaucrats?
Unfortunately, the only thing the government seems to care about or sit up and take notice about is money. So if it means going after the city of Keene and the jail here and the police department and everyone else and really affecting their budget and impacting them in a big way, will it change things around the country or around New Hampshire overnight? Absolutely not. Will it change things in Keene to where the police are going to really start to think twice before they do something ridiculous like what they did to me? I think so. And, you know, if that's all I can do for now, that's what I'll do.
Well, because wasn't it Barry Cooper who was talking about a couple of years ago at the Liberty Forum how the, you know, the police departments have insurance policies and they can only take so much, there's only so many, I guess, complaints that they can go through before they'll lose their insurance or something like that. So finances are an important factor for these government guys. And so if it looks like tyranny is costing them too much, they may just decide to start doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think it will change their behavior. And I want to jump back just quickly to the letters and things that are coming in. I can't say how much those mean to me.
How much those mean to you? Kind of fade out there for a moment.
Oh, yeah. They've just been absolutely incredible to read. It's really inspiring. It really feels alone in here. And as these letters start coming in and I realize people are paying attention, people are watching, and I do have their support, and the words of encouragement just have given me a lot of strength and really made it bearable in here. So thank you to everyone who's written.
Yeah, that is something I wanted to point out was when I talked to you earlier today, you mentioned that you'd gotten all these letters, and I asked, well, how many of them are from mail to jail? And you said almost all of them, right?
Yeah, probably 80%, and I've got about 20 postcards. Some of those are from mail to jail that have really neat sayings on them. I held them up for a Keene State College tour that went through the jail as I yelled, Keene is taking political prisoners, freekeene.com.
So I think that's awesome, and I think what Mike Barsky, one of the activists up here, has set up, this website, mail-to-jail.com, is a brilliant idea. It basically allows anybody anywhere to send a letter to you, Sam, or any other activist that is in jail right now. You are the liberty activist that we know of, at least, that is currently sitting behind bars. So you can go to mail-to-jail.com, and you can select to send an email or send an actual piece of mail to Sam. You write it online, and then Mike, who runs the site, takes those, prints them out, stuffs them in envelopes, addresses and stamps the envelopes, and sends them off to you. So it takes all of the difficulty out of writing to people that are in jail. It makes it so easy. You just go to the website, mail-to-jail.com, and you utilize that tool, and you don't have to even go through hardly any work to write you, Sam. And apparently that's been resulting in a whole lot more people actually doing it. I mean, presumably those 80%, only a small fraction of them would have probably have gone through all of the steps to actually write their own letter to you and put it in an envelope, etc.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much, Mike.
I sent a donation over his way today, and I posted over at the Free Keen blog. I posted a link to his website and encouraged some others because stamps aren't cheap, right? So, and, you know, I don't think Mike is independently wealthy, so I'm sure he appreciates
it. Not. And, you know, it's, to me, sending a first-class letter is, what, 40-something cents? I don't know how.
Yeah.
I send so few of them that I don't know. Going to find the stamp and doing all those other things that are involved in an envelope and then going to that silly blue box and all, doing all the things that it's required to send a letter. I don't send very many, and it's a pain in the butt. However, when if I go to mail to jail and I type out a letter to Sam, give him a little encouragement, you know, an attaboy and you know, hang in there kind of thing.
Or print out some comments.
Use my credit card to put a buck in to mail to jail. I've paid for my
time.
The dollar is nothing to me. It's the time that it takes to send the letter that's the problem.
Let me just suggest that you do more than a dollar. Because when you, it's a PayPal thing, so when PayPal takes money out of that, they're taking 30 cents for a transaction fee.
Are they really?
Plus 2.9% of the transaction. So out of a dollar, you're going to be giving them like 60 cents.
Well, I would have assumed that I was paying for two letters with a dollar. Apparently, I'm not.
No, but if you were doing like $3 or something like that, like on our PayPal for our AMP program, we get $2.60 out of $3. So the more you put in, the less damage the 30 cents is, obviously. So just a suggestion for you there. And one of the other things you could send to Sam with mail-to-jail.com, if you can't think of what to write, and I'm terrible at that. When somebody's in jail, I'll usually just send a postcard because I don't know what to say besides, you know, we love you and we're thinking about you and hope you get out soon. But I know that you'd ask Sam for some people to maybe send you some of the comments from freekeen.com or send you some of the comments from the Sentinel front page articles. Has anybody sent you those?
Not yet. I've been getting some stories. I got the letter that Martin Luther King wrote from Birmingham jail. That was fascinating.
Cool.
Kat and Russell have been sending me some really great things to read, and I love it.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be personal. It can be, you know, whatever kind of reading content you want to put in front of Sam. And let me tell you, he's got a lot of time for that.
Yep.
I do.
I bet you got a Bible, though, don't you?
No.
No?
No, I'm actually reading Chicken Soup for the Soul right now.
Well, I've never been in a jail cell that didn't have a Bible in it.
They're around. I don't have one.
You'd have to ask for one, probably.
There's a lot of them out there.
Now, Sam, did they actually let you into the library so you could choose your own book, or do they bring them around to you like they did to me?
We go down to the library for clothing change, where you have to change clothes in front of everybody.
In the library?
Yeah. It's in a store. The clothes are in a storeroom off of the library, which used to be the cafeteria, and that's because they changed the gymnasium to the MPR, multi-purpose room, because keeping a bunch of people in a gymnasium is a violation of rights. It's cruel and unusual treatment. So what they did is they just changed the name of it from gymnasium to MPR, moved some of the bookcases out into the cafeteria, and there you go.
So now the gymnasium is the multi-purpose room, and since it's a multi-purpose room, they can use it for the purpose of housing inmates.
50 people in there as part of the work release program, yeah.
Wait, there are 50 people in the gymnasium right now?
I don't know exactly how many, but it's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yes, it looks like something out of a hurricane disaster shelter.
But we got to keep all those drug users in there, you know, because they're going to get out and use drugs if we don't keep them in there. Oh, well, anyway, we're out of time, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you later and have a good night, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And this is Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.